still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equal. From San Francisco, USA. Online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original Rock and Roll Geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today's Thursday, August 27th, 2020, and it's 2:40 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. I had hoped to be up in the Mountain House right now. I finished Eric Mortensen, the Metal CPA's place yesterday, which, by the way, thank you, Eric Mortensen, for being a new $200 donor to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Yay! Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate it. Metal CPA. Mordo's Metal Museum podcast. Check that out, friends. He's a huge Schenker fan. Okay. So anyway, I was supposed to be up in the Mountain House. At least I thought I was going to be, but it turns out we have to go sign some papers in Walnut Creek on Friday, tomorrow at noon. I was going to take Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday off work to spend up in the mountains, but now I have to hang out until tomorrow, and then we're going to drive straight up from there, from Walnut Creek, which is about an hour east of San Francisco, and then head straight back up. So I hope to be in the Mountain House by 5 p.m., by dinner time tomorrow, and then I'm going to do some painting for the woman across the street. So it's really not a much of a relaxing weekend in the mountains, but I am getting the hell out of San Francisco, and I am looking forward to that, friends. So today, on day 26, I think, of the Dog Days of Podcasting, I'm going to, is this 26? Yesterday was 24. Today's day 25 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Today, well, I opened my email, and I got an email from a record label, and it said, the email was titled, "Hi, folks, here's the new LP from Ace Frehley." So I got a link to the to stream to the new Ace Frehley record. So what I thought I would do, which is called Origins Volume 2. It's a covers record. So I thought I would do on what I thought I'd do on day 25 of the Dog Days of Podcasting is a track by track of the new Ace Frehley covers album called Origins Volume 2. He did Origins Volume 1 already. I don't remember what's on that. Do I have Ace Frehley on my iTunes? Ace Frehley, Origins. I do not have Origins on my iTunes. So I have Origins Volume 2 right here. Here is the press release. Ace Frehley, Kiss co-founder, and 2014 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, continues his reflections on a lifetime in music with Origins Volume 2. No stranger to cover versions throughout his musical history, having recorded, rebranded, and repossessed such notable nuggets as New York Groove, Do Ya, and I Want to Go Back over the course of his 8 previous studio albums. Hold on, I got to take a sip of this. I can't open a beer. It's too early. I had a beer for lunch, and it kind of wore me down, and I'm afraid I'll have to reset the clock if I drink another beer this early. I had a tall Sapporo bottle, so that was a lot of beer for lunch. So I'm drinking iced tea right now, so I'm a little parched. Lightly sweetened iced tea. Take a small pot of water, bring it to a near boil, put 4 Lipton regular black tea bags in, let it get to just a boil, turn it off, cover it, leave it, put a third of a cup in, pour that and the rest of the water in a pitcher and stir well, and then you got your lightly made iced tea. That's the way I do it, friends. They do it a lot stronger in the South, but I usually like the iced tea half and half, so I do a third of a cup for a pitcher. All right, where was I here? I lost me. Oh, the new collection presents a thoughtful and exciting selection of songs that inspired and helped shape the legendary guitarist. Foremost of importance to the original Spaceman is delivering an album his fans will enjoy, but Bassman is delivering an album his fans will enjoy, but one where every song also has a place in his life's jukebox. Describing the process in selecting the songs on this album, Ace comments, "I just thought about the songs that I used to play in clubs when I was doing other people's material. I went through my album collection and thought about those." All right, I can't do an Ace very long. Where's my voice out? "And thought about the songs that influenced me the most. It was fun picking out the songs. It's a pretty well-rounded record, and I think the fans will enjoy it. That spirit of fun is carried through with exquisite execution, and guitar aficionados are going to..." "That spirit of fun is carried through with exquisite execution, and guitar aficionados are going to enjoy Fraley's fresh interpretations of these classic songs. As the second volume focusing on his musical origins, Ace has also grown since Origins Volume 1 was released in 2016. That album hit number 23 on the Billboard Top 200 charts, becoming his fourth Top 40 and second highest charting solo album. And there's no questioning Ace's productivity, with this album being his fifth recorded work in a decade! Exclamation point! Ace chuckles. "Since I had one covers album under my belt, the process of doing Origins Volume 2 was easier because I had put together a formula, picking guest stars and so on. The challenge for him was to put a suitable personal stamp on the material, and Origins Volume 2 is replete with special touches that both honor and embellish the material." All right, so let me find something to write the number of tracks on here. I'm looking on the Wikipedia see if there's any credits on this. There is not. Of course there's not. What is there? Let's see. No. Origins Volume 2, no credits. Okay, so there are, not counting the Kiss bonus track, which is She, I won't count that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So there's 11 songs, Ace, Origins, Volume 2. There's 11 songs on here. If I like it, I give it a +1. If I don't like it, I give it a 0. And if I like it, I give it a half. The Rock and Roll Geek scoring system, which is generally pretty, pretty scientific, even though it's unscientific. Now, a lot of this is going to depend on whether I like the song, the original or not. Let's see, the ones he does, there's a Zeppelin tune, there's a Mountain tune, there's a Deep Purple tune, a Beatles tune, a Stones tune, a Cream tune, which I'm not a big Cream fan, the Kinks song, Humble Pie, Jimi Hendrix Experience, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and the Animals, and then there's the Kiss song. I'm not a Cream fan, and I'm not really a huge, I know this is sacrilege, but I'm not a huge Beatles fan, and I'm not a major Jimi Hendrix fan either. I respect his guitar playing, but Manic Depression, I will usually change the channel if it's on the radio, but I'm going to give it a fair shake. I don't know who all guessed on this. I know Lita Ford sings on one of the songs. Robin Zander sings on one of the songs. John 5 plays on a couple of tunes. I heard Slash does, but I don't see anything on the press releases about this. Here's the page where the songs are streaming. I played Space Truckin' before, and I love that version. So, Ace Frehley, Kiss's co-founder in 2000, blah, 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 blah. Describing the process, okay, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't say who guessed on the album, so we will just try to guess it ourselves. First song on the album is a Led Zeppelin song, Good Times, Bad Times. Not a huge Zeppelin fan either, but I'm going to give it a fair chance. Uh-oh. I got to pause this because the Roadcaster is crapping out on me. Okay, let's see if this works now. Nice and big. I like the cowbell or whatever that is. The clavicles. Alright, I love Ace Frehley's voice. I love his voice. I think he's an underrated singer. He's got a really unique sounding voice, and I like that about Ace. And he seems to be in on the joke, so to speak. Oh, now I've reached that age, I've tried to do all the things the best I can. All those things the best I can. I like it. I think the band is the Rock and Roll Residency still has backup band on this. I'm not sure if they recorded this because there's no credits. So. But I think so. Eddie Trunk could give you all the particulars, but I don't have them. Good solo. Yeah, his vocals make this song. I don't care what the neighbors say. I'm gonna love you each and every day. You can feel the beat within my heart. Realize, sweet baby, we ain't never gonna part. The truth prevails and I stand tall. Just like the Bible says, blessings are before. My friends have lied and cheated me. I like his vocals better than Robert Plant's. I think it blows Robert Plant's away. Yeah, this song, it improves on Led Zeppelin. I'm sorry, it's better than Zeppelin's version. That's a plus one for me. I'm surprised. Quite pleasantly surprised. Better than Led Zeppelin's version. All right, next song, Never in My Life, an obscure mountain tune, okay? That sounds like it might be low drop tunes. Let's see how they're done. No, he's just playing it in regular A440, I think. Never in my life could I find a girl like you. When I wake up, that's a pretty good riff. Leslie West, badass guitar player. Again, Ace Frehley's voice is a standout. But I'm going to give this one a half, just because I'm a little obscure. I don't really know the song that well. strong half. Again, probably better than the original. But I gotta keep the rock credibility and get at least one half on this album. I can't be a perfect album. Great solo. And you gotta keep in mind, Jimmy Page, great guitar player. His solo was great on the original. Ace Frehley improves on it. Leslie West, monster guitar player, but Ace is doing a great job. I don't know. I'm changing my half to a one. I'm sorry, friends. It's a great version. And that's a good rip. My life. All right, that's great. I like that. Next song, the great Deep Purple track, Space Ace Truckin'. Oh, yeah. Bass and keyboards. What a riff Blitchie Blackmore made here, man. By the way, I've already heard this, so this is a big plus one for me. Everybody who's heard this thinks it's a fun version. Well, we had a lot of luck on. Again, the vocals make it. Hey, Curly! I talked over the best part of the song. Let me back it up here. Hey, Curly! Space Ace Truckin'. Moonshot and Pony Trigger led the way. We moved to the Canaveral Moon Stop, and every night we dance and swing. We got. And the mix, everything's blasting in the mix. We're space truckin' around the stars. Hey, where's Jindal? Come on. Hey, where's so and so? Changes that phrasing a little bit. Let's go space trucking, come on. The original, let's go space trucking, come on. Speaking of that, American Heartbreak did a split with the Toilet Boys, which I sent out with the vinyl that people bought the vinyl. And Toilet Boys do space trucking. Not that that's relevant here, but back to you, Ed. Come on. Sounds drunk. I like it. They got music in their solar system. They wrapped around the Milky Way. They dance around the Borealis. In Walter Lohr's book To Hell and Back, Johnny Thunders brings a guy shows up to a Heartbreaker show, and Walter Lohr thinks to himself, wow, that's the ugliest guy I've ever seen in my life. He had pock marks all over his face. Turns out it was Ace Frehley. Johnny Thunders was friends with Ace Frehley. Come on. Space Ace, yeah. Yeah, Yeah, go Ace. Fucking great solo. Little cacophony. Yeah, go Ace!
Come on! Let's go space trucking, come on!
Come on!
Come on! Space Ace trucking, come on! Come on! Come on!
You got a smile on your face when you're listening to this. How can you not? Yeah! Hey. Yeah!
Come on!
Come on!
Space Ace Trucking, come on! All right!
All right! Oh, yeah, that's a huge plus one. Next song is a Beatles tune, I'm Down. How can you laugh when you know I'm down?
You tell us thinking I can't see. You can't cry because you're laughing at me.
Again, the vocals are great.
I'm down, I'm really down. I'm down, down on the ground. I'm down, I'm really down. How can you laugh when you know I'm down? When you know I'm down. Man buys ring, woman throws it away. Same old thing happens every day.
Man, Ace is a fucking good singer.
When you know I'm down. When you know.
How can you laugh? I don't know who's playing bass on this album. Bass is pretty fucking good too. Better than the Beatles version, I think.
How can you laugh when you know I'm down? When you know I'm down.
There's a little bit of campiness to Ace Frehley, and I love that.
Oh, baby, I'm upside down.
Baby, I'm upside down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, rousing version. Good job, Ace Frehley. Fuck, man. I can't put, do I, can you put a top, can you put a covers album in the top 10 albums of the year? Well, we're only four songs into it. That's a plus one as well. Next song, Jumpin' Jack Flash, lead vocals by Lita Ford. Already, more rockin' than Stones version. Right. right there, Lita Ford is fucking wailing it. Back it up a little bit. Attitude. Lita Ford sounds great. That pull-off guitar. Signature guitar sound. Lita sounds like she means every word she's screaming. This is good, man. Hey! Man, Lita Ford is nailing this. You know, this song has been done to death, but this might be one of the best versions I've heard. All right, that's a huge plus one. That's my favorite song in the album so far. Good job, Lita Ford. You could disagree with me, friends, but you'd be wrong. You would just be wrong. So far, this album is fun. Fun. All right, next song. I'm probably going to bring it down now with a Cream tune, Politician, which I never even heard. Never heard the original. Cream gets under my skin for some reason. I know I'm in the minority. It's not even Cream, it's Eric Clapton. This is probably better than the original, but I don't like it so far. I wanted to show you what my politics are. I'm a political man, and I practice what I preach. Ace is doing a great job. It's a rousing rendition. But the song sucks. I would probably like it more if I listened to it more, but I'm going with a zero so far. So don't deny me, baby. Not while you're in my reach. Okay, I'm done with that one. Next song, a Kinks tune, Lola. I don't know who sings lead on this. The original, Hard to beat the original. That's a great tune, man. Taste just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola.
C-O-L-A Cola.
I'm smiling.
And she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in the dark room.
He's singing it like safety dance. Do the safety dance.
Oh, she said Lola. La la la.
This sounds like it could be dropped too. Somebody else is chiming in there on the vocals. That didn't sound like Ace.
Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walks out the room.
Who is it? Yeah, he's drop tuned to D, I think. It's a great tune. It's not better than the Kinks version. All right, let's hear the B-side, the bridge. Take it to the bridge, boys. It almost sounds like they recorded it in a different key. And then they slowed it down or something. Well, I'm probably wrong. It just almost sounds like his voice sounds slowed down. I'm giving this a half. As much as I love this song, I'm giving it a half. All right, next song, Humble... Oh, can turn the guitar down. Humble Pie Tune, 30 Days in the Hole, guest vocals by Robin Zander. I like that. What's not to like about Robin Zander? To beat Steve Marriott's vocals, but Robin Zander, you can't go wrong.
I'm telling you, can shut and smack you down. Take a grease hook and a roller dance floor. It's got your head spinning around. If you live on the road, well, there's a new.
like this. I'm giving this a plus one. Next song, Jimi Hendrix tune. I'll let Robin take this out. All right, plus one on that one. Next song, Manic Depression. Bruce Kulick, I think, plays guitar on this. Manic Depression. I like the vocals.
Fresh in my soul.
Ace is fucking great, man.
Depression.
I think my computer's going kablonky. Let's give it a rest here. Maybe it's got to take a breath. Best. Wow. Oh, my! This Rodecaster, something's going on. I got to pause it. Okay, I'm back. Oh, fucking Rodecaster's killing me, man. I think I got a bum unit.
Best. Wow.
Wow. That could be Bruce Kulick. It doesn't sound like Ace. It sounds like too much wah. This one's lean and a half. Music, sweet music. I wish I could caress a kiss. Manic depression. See if Ace does a solo on this. That could be Ace doing that. No, I think that's Bruce Kulick. It sounds like an Ace imitator. All right, half on this. Next song, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Kicks. 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 I like this tune. I like the original. Girl, you thought you found the answer on that magic carpet right last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you uptight. Well, there's nothing that you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. When
great.
With kicks.
Kicks.
You just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find yourself.
I love how Ace Frehley's giving someone advice on kicking drugs.
But it ain't happened yet, so girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, he'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, he'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. No, but not with kicks to help.
Got a 12-string acoustic in the background. Saxophone.
Kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
All right, I'm giving Kicks a plus one. They improved on the original. Last song before the bonus track is a Animals tune, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, which also was done by David Johansen. So there's a New York Dolls connection and the Johnny Thunders connection. So let's hear Ace's version of We Gotta Get Out of This Place. The original version, great.
Pretty. And one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I watched my dad.
Oh yeah. It's not better than the original. It's not better than David Johansen's version, but it stands on its own. It's still good. So I'm going to give this a plus one. Let's tally it up, shall we? Of 11 songs, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. First song's out of the gate, 5 out of 5. Then a 0. 5.5, 6.5, 7, 8, 9 out of 11. Let me do a recount. 2.5, 3.5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 out of 11. You agree with me, friends? Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com with the subject line, Butler, you are so right. This is the party album, one of the party albums of the year. Put that in the subject line. If you disagree with me and think it's a piece of shit, Butler, hang it up. D. dude. This is overproduced crap, and your Rodecaster blows. Oh, God, this Rodecaster's fucking up. All right, friends. Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. Let me try unplugging this fucking piece of shit. Rodecaster, I'm going to smash you with a fucking hammer. Ugh. Damn son of a bitch. Okay. I know it's you, girl. Come on, believe me now. We got... Put all that in the subject line, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. All right, friends, I hope you enjoyed this quick track by track of Ace Frehley's new album, Origins Volume 2. It's out on September 18th. All right, if the Rodecaster man, thank you for listening, friends. I'm going to close out with the bonus track, She. If the Rodecaster makes it through this fucking mess. God, what am I? I'm gonna have to send this fucking piece of shit back now or something. I don't know what's going on. I'm gonna maybe go back to an older version. I never had these problems with the old version, the old firmware. All right, enough of my crying and bitching, friends. Ace Frehley's album, I give it a 9 out of 11. I think that's pretty scientific. Thank you for listening. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com is the email. You can find the show at rockandrollgeek.com. You can find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. You can find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek, although I don't post much on Twitter except that I'm pulling a new episode out of my ass. Find me on the Instagram, rockandrollgeek. Don't ask, but you just see mostly a bunch of me pictures of me fishing and walking through the woods. And go to the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. You got to answer two questions so I know you're not a Russian hacker or some racist trying to go shoot up a bunch of peaceful protesters there minding their own business smashing windows. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. Here's She, the bonus track from Kiss, from Paul Stanley. Oh, God, I'm losing it. I think it's time for a beer. The bonus track from Ace Frehley's new album, Origins Volume 2, out September 18th, 2020, on, I don't know what label it's on, E1 Records. Here's Kiss. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. Thank you for listening. Hello? Hello? We'll be right back.
to Rock and Roll Geek Trainwreck.